This is 90.3 KEDM. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Louisiana state budget, which had monies earmarked for teacher salary increases of $2,000, has been altered by House Republicans to pay off teachers' retirement debt instead. Representative Jack McFarland says this solves two problems, decreasing the debt, and it frees up monies for local school systems to use for teacher raises.
It also prevents us from having a reoccurring expenditure of $200 million moving forward. So I think it's a two-for-one.
Governor John Bel Edwards says it's unfortunate that House lawmakers removed not only teacher pay raises, but funding for early childhood and higher education. But he's hopeful that they will restore that in the higher chamber.
We're going to be working with the Senate to try to restore these very critical areas of funding. I'm optimistic, as I always am, that that's going to happen.
The governor also has plans to increase the teacher pay raises to $3,000 if the Revenue Estimating Conference recognizes additional funds. By moving funds for pay raises to pay off retirement debts, some worry that the school systems will not give teachers pay raises on the local level. McFarland says that issue can be resolved if needed on the ballot.
Well, I remind the teachers that those school board members are elected just like we are, and they can hold them accountable if they don't give them the teacher pay raise after we pay off their debt for them.
Edwards says he, along with the majority of those in the state, believes investment in education overall should be made while funding's available.
Certainly not reflective of what the overwhelming majority of people of Louisiana believe ought to be our priorities right now, especially given our obvious ability to make these investments.
Edwards says he will continue to work within the House on the budget, acknowledging that if the Senate makes changes, then it will also have to be approved in the House. Monroe Police Department says they will host a Bike for Hope Day during a National Police Week. The event will begin early Saturday morning, May 20th at 8 a.m. and start at the B.J. Washington Rec Center and bike to the Civic Center. Bike for Hope is set up to bring awareness to the community and motivate the residents to communicate with law enforcement officers. 0.3 KEDM Public Radio.